USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit on Thursday alleging that Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances. The former president contends President Biden's victory in 2020 is steeped in widespread fraud. The U.S. says it will accept 100,000 refugees from Ukraine and other nations who've been displaced by Russia's war.
The report indicated that Ukrainians who already have family in the United States will receive priority for resettlement. The Biden administration is expected to use the Refugee Admissions Program to carry out the effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA reports gas prices are hovering around $4.23 per gallon in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Minneapolis teacher strike went into its 17th day on Thursday. The Minnesota School District released a statement addressing the teachers' union's concerns for mental health professionals in schools. The district says their latest offer to the union includes a full-time social worker in every school and that their goal is to come to an agreement that gets students back in the classroom as soon as possible. The cost of rent is hitting a record high across the country. A report from Realtor.com says the rent in the U.S. in February averaged around $1,700 a month, up 17% from a year ago. Cities dealing with the largest increases of 23% or more include Miami, San Diego, Phoenix, and Austin. Dozens of sound designers, engineers, and mixers have signed a petition protesting the Academy's decision to award the Sound Oscar during its pre-telecast hour on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a ban on abortions when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law has an enforcement mechanism similar to Texas's pro-life law. Abortionists who commit an abortion after the 6-week mark can face legal action from any relative of the preborn child. The Michigan 15-year-old accused of killing 4 high school classmates in November and injuring several others was back in court on Tuesday. Reporter Tim Berg has the details.
An Oakland County judge has ruled alleged Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly must remain in the Oakland County jail. His defense team has been seeking a move from the adult jail to the juvenile facility. The judge said there was no new information presented Thursday that would change his order. Crumbly has been having a monthly placement hearing since his arrest in November.
U.S. stocks rose as oil prices eased on Thursday. Investors were pleased after NATO and President Joe Biden promised to remain vigilant against Russia while supporting battered Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 348 points, or 1.1%, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.5% and 1.9%, respectively. Fast food chain Chick-fil-A announced a partnership with Darling Ingredients to turn used cooking oil into fuel. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.